February brings with it Valentine's Day, and everywhere we look, there are stuffed teddy bears holding red hearts, big balloons with Be Mine stamped across it, and rows of chocolate. But what if Valentine's Day holds no joy for you, and the thought of all those happy couples feeding each other chocolate-covered strawberries is enough to make you want to scream, or at the very least, eat a whole bag of conversation hearts? I can recall one particular Valentine's Day in high school in which I did not have a boyfriend or even the prospect of one. As those around me began to receive gifts from their admirers, I was left empty-handed. Yet, someone must have seen my misery because that Valentine's Day morning, when I went out to my car, there was the most amazing surprise waiting on me. Helium balloons with "Be My Valentine" written across them filled the space in my tiny car, and on the driver's seat was a box in the shape of a heart filled with chocolates and a note that simply said, "Your secret admirer." I drove to school that day with the biggest smile on my face, and Valentine's Day didn't depress me because I had a secret admirer and I felt loved, even if I did suspect that that admirer was pretty close to home. Well, you have an admirer too, friend, and he longs to lavish you with sweet surprises and love. He sends you personalized Valentines, telling you how wonderfully made you are. He offers to go before you, and he promises to never leave you. And he tells you plainly that he alone is abounding in love and faithfulness. That's better than a stuffed teddy bear. It's endless love from a faithful God who thinks you are the most wonderful thing that he has ever laid eyes on. And that is enough to make any Valentine's Day a happy one.